France supports the statement to be made by the European Union and would like, in its national capacity, to add the following comments. France reiterates, first, in reaction to the statement by Israel, its strongest condemnation of the attack by the Islamic Republic of Iran on the 13th of April. These actions increase the risk of a regional flare-up, which is in no one's interest. We continue to work towards de-escalation with our partners. France learnt of the scoping material disseminated upstream of the discussions today, and we are also grateful for the various presentations. We note that this is a new topic for the Conference on Disarmament, which is not, strictly speaking, on its agenda. However, we are approaching this in a constructive spirit, as we always have. The relationship between disarmament and development, as you have stressed, is important for many states. France each year aligns with the consensus on the UN General Assembly resolution and fully supports the implementation of the SDGs. We believe that combating the impacts of armed conflicts and arms proliferation can make a contribution to these goals. Non-proliferation regimes and disarmament measures can also facilitate cooperation in terms of peaceful use of technologies. However, I would like to make three national observations, which are similar to those already expressed by our partners from the P3 in the General Assembly. First, we question the automatic linking of disarmament with development. Development does not depend only on measures taken for arms control or disarmament. Other structural areas such as investment in education, healthcare, and sustainable development are also important. We support fully taking these into account for the upcoming summit of the future. The idea that military spending has a crowding out effect on financing for development needs to be qualified. Some investment in defense is necessary to ensure peace and security, which are necessary conditions for development in many parts of the world. I am referring in particular to mechanisms for responding to natural disasters, but also military spending to secure certain areas, to counter the proliferation of small weapons and light arms, and also countering terrorism and organized crime. Let us not forget that civilians are the first victims of conflicts and that security is an essential public good that they need to be able to enjoy. The rise in military spending that we have seen in recent years, and which has been mentioned by SIPRI in their statement, occurs as part of a degraded strategic context with continued proliferation crises, heightened security threats, and even in the views of some, a return of war. Russia's aggression against Ukraine has deeply destabilized European security architecture and constitutes a threat to all European countries. The military support provided to Ukraine and the decision by Europeans to build their military capabilities is a fundamental matter of security. Regarding the Middle East, France continues to stress the absolute imperative of protecting civilians in Gaza in keeping with international humanitarian law. France laments the launching on the 7th of May of a military operation by the Israeli armed forces in Rafah. As we have said before, such an operation could lead to a dire situation for the civilian population in Gaza, which has already been displaced many times. We call on the Israeli authorities to stop this military operation without delay and return to negotiations. This is the only way to achieve the immediate release of hostages and to achieve a lasting ceasefire. In conclusion, on this statement on disarmament and development, I would like to state that France will remain fully involved in the effort to achieve the SDGs, which are not mutually exclusive with any security goals. Thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the